Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
I'm John Fuller, along with Danny Huerta, and I don't know if this has happened to you, Danny. I mean, you have the added burden and privilege of being a counselor, but, you know, I get to work on the radio here at Focus, and sometimes I meet people who think I should have perfect kids, or they assume I have perfect kids. Mm-hmm. I don't. They've made their share of mistakes. Do you ever have anybody say, well, yeah, but you've got it all figured out because you work at Focus and you're a counselor?
Well, and on top of that, Vice President of Parenting.
Yeah.
Yeah. The title of that I'm supposed to have every answer in the world. The reality is we are all under construction. All of us are pastors. I know we lift up pastors to places they don't need to be. Mega church pastors, Jim Daly, Jim Dobson, everybody has been there that has worked in the ministry. You get placed somewhere where you don't belong. And we're all under construction as long as we live here on earth. And that's the beauty of it. Let's have grace with one another and realize that our own kids have difficulties and faults of their own. My son has made it to the office before at school. My daughter has, we went to parent-teacher conference and the teacher said, yeah, your daughter talks a lot. And she was disrespectful to me. And that's my daughter. And that's not on me, but it takes me entering that place with my daughter to understand her better and the journey she's on as she's learning about life and how to treat other people. And it's fantastic. We're under construction, and that's the exciting part of life.
Yeah, I don't want to go into too much detail, but I did have a child get kicked out of kindergarten, if that brings anybody any comfort. So I often joke my ministry is to help you feel better about your parenting. I've messed up so much. And Jim Burns explained to Jim Daly and me when he was here how difficult it was for his family when their three daughters decided that they didn't want to go to church anymore. Let's go ahead and listen in.
Jim, the proof's in the pudding, right? So you have, if you don't mind me asking, you have three adult daughters. I'm sure you and your wife, Kathy, were diligent, you being a youth pastor. What was it like for them, those valuable lessons? And then how did they make the faith their own? I mean, you've said this a couple times now. The kids at the teen years tend to separate from their parents' faith, and they've got to embrace it for their own. How did your daughters do?
Well, our daughters did what most teens do.
Okay, that's comforting.
I mean, the meaning that our daughters were raised in the church, they loved the church, they loved Jesus, they went to Vacation Bible School. As a family, we prayed. We had 20 minutes a week, little family devotion. You know, we looked good on paper. They got to the teenage years, and they said, we're not really sure we like church. It's kind of boring. It's cliquish. And they started saying this. Now, again, in our home, we said, here's the deal. You know, our home goes to church, so we're going to be a part of church whether, you know, you like it or not. We're asking you for a time in church. So you can either be in the youth group, you can meet with us personally, or you can, you know, be in the services. And each of our kids kind of chose not to always be with us, I'll tell you that. But what was fascinating about that was, I look back at it now, they had to go through a process, and I mentioned this before, of disowning our faith to own their own faith. That was the most frightening time for Kathy and I, because we expected, because we had a student ministry background, I was a youth pastor, we expected them to be like our greatest kid from our youth group who loved Jesus, never, you know, walked away, you know, things like that.
Can I interrupt just for a second? What drove you to have that expectation? Because you were the youth pastor?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm saying that for obvious reasons. No. I feel that way sometimes too. Some of my parenting will be because, hey, you're my kids.
Exactly.
And that's not healthy, is it?
We're doing these things. We listen to Focus on the Family. We're doing what they told us to do. If they told us to buy a book, we bought the book. We tried it. But at the same time, you know, I often say a sinner marries another sinner, and then you have sinnerlings. And so when you introduce the sinnerlings part of it, they are going to, you know, miss the mark sometimes. So for Kathy and I, we needed a couple things. One is we needed to look at the long haul instead of the short, because short's not good. They're going to say, you know, my kids, and this is the teen years. I mean, emotional, talk about the emotions of them. But, you know, they would want to be a missionary one day, and then they would not believe the next day, and then they would be mad at the church the following day, and then they had decided that they wanted to now, you know, turn into the next name the person, Amy Grant, whoever the singers were. I had all girls, and they all wanted to be, you know, singers or whatever. So we had to ride that roller coaster, but we couldn't believe every, you know, low turn or high turn because there was a turn around the corner.
Right.
We didn't know that until we started being around other people. We were in a small group of couples, and it was great because all of our kids had moments, and we sort of got to hear it from other angles. And so I found that having replenishing relationships and being honest about it, saying, wow, our kids aren't doing perfectly, and that's really scaring us, was actually good. We had a mentor couple who were older than us who used to just kind of laugh at us because they'd go, well, why do you think they're going to be perfect? They're teenagers. This is what teenagers do. And their kids had already gone through the teenage years and were living a good life. Yeah. Okay. Not the perfect life, but living a good life. So what we found was having replenishing relationships around us really, really helped us. And then we would get those moments with our kids that weren't so bad because, right. you know, and it didn't seem like any three of our kids rebelled at the same time. They're all strong-willed. And fascinating enough, you know, like our oldest one, Christy, she was the president of Fellowship of Christian Athletes at our school. She, you know, sang in the worship band, but she was the one who gave us the hardest time. Huh. At the same time, because in our home, it was different than what she personified at church.
That must have concerned you too.
Sure, it did.
This is a double standard, a double life.
Exactly. You know, at the same time, for both Kathy and I, we had to figure out how do we get on the same page with some of these discipline things. And I think that's one of the reasons why I've written on the teenage years and speak so much on the teenage years, because I think parents honestly need the tool to say, okay, it's the cell phone. You take the cell phone. So if you miss this curfew, then what's a good plan? Well, we're going to lose your cell phone for 2 days. And then you hand them the cell phone right back after those 2 days and say, I believe in you. I think you can do this. But if the curfew this time, now it's going to be 4 days. And so Kathy and I, as much as possible, had to be on the same page.
Sure.
Because in our family, I'm kind of the nicer guy. And not that Kathy's not the nice guy, but she had firmer discipline.
Right.
Probably rightly so, because I wanted to be the Disneyland dad so often. So by us being so we had to actually have kind of a plan ahead of time.
Right.
I really appreciate Jim Burns and his vulnerability. And the truth is, as Danny and I said at the top of this podcast, we're all in process. None of us has got it figured out. Mm-hmm. Even the experts have issues with kids. Really, Danny, there's kind of a recurring theme in recent episodes of this podcast of finding people that are going to encourage you in the parenting journey. We need that so desperately.
We do. And we've talked about reset moments, and we've talked about the fact that we get redos. We've talked about that in the past as well. And as a community of believers, we want to encourage one another as we enter those. Even in this podcast, John, we have to restart sometimes because we're imperfect. We're
just
under construction.
Once in a while.
Yeah, that's right. We do it wrong, and we record it, and people get to hear the perfection side of things. Yet in that process, it's taken other takes in order to get that one thing out there, and that's what people hear and see. Yet they don't see all the struggle in the middle of that. And that's just a podcast. Families have a lot of messiness, a lot of conversations, a lot of tears, a lot of emotion that comes with it. And God created it that way. And again, there's a molding that's taking place in learning how to love one another, how to have grace. And families take us into the depths of love. You know, we have Valentine's Day where we get to talk about the passionate side of love. And the other times, like Easter and Christmas, we see another side of love, which is a sacrificial love and a love that goes to a depth of death even. Mm. And it's the struggle and the sacrifice that we have in those relationships. And as people enter ministry, they're even in more attack spiritually. And we have to know that we have to enter that prayer chamber. And we can do that for our pastors, for others in ministry. Pray for Jim daily, every day. He needs that. His family is open to attack, and we want to make sure that he's lifted up in prayer. Write notes of encouragement rather than criticism to your pastor, to others around you. Pastors are burning out quick, and part of it is they pour in their hearts, their life, they're sacrificing, and then what they get usually is the criticism, what they didn't do right in their sermon or what they're managing incorrectly. And those notes of encouragement, I know my pastor friend, he loves to hear those, where it's a genuine, not, hey, good job. It's, I love this specific thing, because he knows it's a genuine, authentic note of encouragement. Let's lift each other up with prayer and notes and hugs. Those are great. We are in a battle spiritually, and we have to really open our eyes to see that. Mm.
And the battle feels really intense when the kids become teens and they don't just accept everything you have to say. So as we heard from Jim Burns, there are some moments where you really need a shot of encouragement and wisdom. And Jim's book, Understanding Your Teen, is a terrific resource to help you kind of walk through the teen years with a better understanding and a more intentional game plan. If you can, please make a donation, either a monthly pledge or a one-time gift to Focus on the Family today, and we'll say thank you by sending a copy of that book to you. We've got the details in the episode show notes. Also, let me just encourage you to take our free parenting assessment. Danny, that's been a great tool. I so appreciate that. It really helps you understand kind of where you're at as a mom or a dad and where you can grow in your role. And I think it's been a couple hundred thousand people that have taken that, isn't it?
There have been many parents that have stepped into the assessment and the journey that we take them on with emails and really pouring into their parenting. It's based off of the great research of the parenting styles: authoritative, authoritarian, permissive, neglectful parenting. Hopefully, no, there are no parents in that category. Yet we're all on this journey, and it gives you some insight into the different elements of authoritative parenting. Mm-hmm. A lot of research into it.
Good. Well, that Focus on the Family Parenting Assessment is free. Takes just a few minutes. Go ahead and take that when you're on our website. Again, we'll link over to that in the show notes. We'll hear more from Jim Burns next time. And for now, on behalf of Danny Huerta and the team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.